My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
All right, guys, final hour of the program. We're going to take some calls coming up here. We got the Daily Line coming up at 9:30. Tell you where all the great plays are tonight, some WNBA, Major League Baseball. But right now we were asking the question, which team are you more worried about right now moving forward? The Ravens at 0-2 or the Orioles, who are virtually a lock to be in the postseason, but you obviously haven't liked the way they've played since the All-Star break. And even more recently, been a lot of struggles, and we keep wondering how healthy they're going to get and how much of an impact that has on this team moving forward. 410-583-1057. We will take some calls. Jeremy Conn, Ryan Ripken here. Ed and Rob are off this week. So, Ryan, give me your take on this. Are you more worried about the Orioles or the Ravens? Because it's interesting. I know with your baseball background, you're probably not as concerned about the birds.
Which birds?
See, there you go. The Orioles. But give me your take.
Let's think about this. Well, it's not even much to think about. It's definitely the least concerned I am is with the Orioles. And the reason why is because you got to get to the dance. You know, football is a little bit different. When the Ravens lost Lamar Jackson, it was pretty evident a couple of years ago. You go, well, this is an uphill battle. Or the years where the Ravens lost all their players, it's hard to get guys to come in and step up and fill that void in football. In baseball, a starter can dictate an outing, right? So if you guys have a guy that goes out there and shoves and puts you in a position, you can win. And also, if you have a guy that gets hot in the second half, a.k.a. Zach Eflin, who is pitching like a whole different guy since he came over to Baltimore. And he was still solid with Tampa, but right now he is one of the
more, like he's inspired.
He's inspired. He's dominant. That's what Jordan Montgomery was for Texas last year. It wasn't Max Scherzer, who was hurt, by the way, when they were trying to make a run. So that's why I look at it for the Orioles. You heard Bordy just allude to it. It's a reset. That's where I kind of lie. Where do you stand with this, Jeremy?
Well, it's the same thing for me. I'd be more concerned with the Ravens. And I've said this, and I'm not, by the way, I'm not concerned with either team just yet.
Right. I agree with you on that, too.
The Ravens lose to the Cowboys, and then all of a sudden we have to have some conversations. And that's virtually a pick 'em game, by the way, if anyone's looked at it. Now, you know, we talk about people, and I mention this all the time, about football eyes on baseball and how it's different. Essentially, every loss in the NFL is like losing 10 games in baseball. You know, it was definitely that way when it was a 16-game mm-hmm. schedule, but I think you get my gist. You lost a home game, you lost a road game, and then now, like, for a team that's been really good at home, you lost a home game to a team that you consider inferior. You're almost a double-digit favorite, and you had everything going in your favor. It's really difficult to pick yourself back up. They need to see themselves win a game, and then I think you see the Ravens rattle off a few. And again, the reason I'm not concerned about the birds is because I know they're going to get healthy. I know when we get in the postseason, even if Grayson doesn't come back, I feel comfortable with the first two. I think Kramer's been better than what people want to give him credit for. And then I think there's a different way that you manage your bullpen. The thing about guys coming back healthy is you're going to eliminate some of the guys off the roster that you don't like seeing in there in those games, mm-hmm. especially in the bullpen, some of the guys that aren't going to make it. Because if you get Kloon back, you get Webb back, now you're removing two guys from there. And then the best thing about baseball in the postseason is you can play all your best guys in almost every game because mm-hmm. you have enough time to work that. So I don't have the same concerns as most people. With the Ravens, you hear all the stuff about being 0-2 and starting the season, how difficult it is to make the playoffs. Go look at all the other teams.
Yeah.
The teams that are 2-0 outside of, you know, the Chiefs or whatever, you're not concerned with them. You're really not. Like, Pittsburgh might be concerning. Maybe you're concerned about winning the division because the Steelers have won two road games. They're coming back for their home opener this week. And, you know, on top of it, now you're chasing them at 0-2, but you got two games against them. So, again, I don't have concern for either one the way that some other people do, and maybe that's because I've been weathered in this industry to understand that, like, it's, you know, I don't say your fandom dies down, but your understanding of the game kind of, you know, gives you a little bit more relaxation when it comes to it, and not, oh my God, what are we going to do? I can't believe this is happening to us. No, I'll wait till Sunday, see what it looks like. Ravens win. You feel a hell of a lot different than you would if they lose. So.
Yeah, you're trying to stay in the middle here. You're not trying to ride the roller coaster. And even though it can be a fun ride when things are going well, as soon as that thing drops down, whatever it is, 100-foot incline, and you're hitting rock bottom, that's where it really sucks. And of course, the moments for the Ravens, that Raiders loss was tough. The Orioles stretch has been tough. But especially for baseball, you just got to be right at the right moment. And that's the other part with the game. Look at all the top teams over the last years. Like, the Dodgers had no excuse last year. The Dodgers should have been the team. Oh, it's not them, the Phillies. The Diamondbacks won 84 games and got to the World Series. They were the 24th best pitching team in all of baseball last year.
Same thing with the Nats a few years ago.
Yeah, the Nats were 19-31. So, like, it's all context. And for the Ravens' case, they beat Dallas. You're 1-2, and then you have a chance. Buffalo at home. And then you have the Commanders 2 weeks after playing the Bengals. You can get right back on track here pretty quickly. You got to take care of one game at a time. But, yeah, the Ravens are still a talented group, especially if you have Lamar Jackson. Yeah.
Let me do this because we have Kevin, Ed, Bob, Rashawn, and more calling in, 410-583-1057. What we're going to do is we're going to step out. We'll come back and take all your guys' phone calls, get through this, and get your take on who are you more concerned about, the Orioles or the Ravens? That's coming up next here on The Fan. All right, which one of the birds are you more concerned about, Orioles, Ravens? We're taking some phone calls, 410-583-1057. We started off, Ryan Ripken, Jeremy Kahn here with Kevin in Ellicott City. Kevin, how are you?
Morning, Jer. Morning, Ryan. How are you?
Morning.
Good. How you doing?
Doing well, thanks. I you almost got me to change my answer, Ryan, because I do trust you over a lot of the baseball world because of your background and your love for the game, man. But I think I'm still kind of concerned about the Orioles, and the only justification I have for that is, like you said, we got a lot of young players, and personally, I think they just got to find that gear that they've never found before, or it doesn't happen. You know what I mean? Like, Texas Rangers hit a gear that nobody could see coming last year. I mean, they were powering through at the end, and my fear is we just don't know how to find that gear yet, but I hope we do. It's the first time in a while I've been down on our team.
And I think that's understandable, Kevin. I understand. And look, every right for fans, Jeremy, for everyone to think of, why wouldn't you be concerned with how many guys that the team has lost? Like, I try to be objective with that. I think the hope, though, right, is you just got to get in. You got to see what happens. You do make a great point, and you are on it with this. The young players, how are they going to respond in the postseason if they get a chance? And there's a lot of inexperience there, Jeremy. I think that is something to worry about. But the part that we were saying, if you can get to a best of five, best of seven, get past the first round, and you can line up your starters, a healthy rotation of Corbin, Eflin, Grayson, and Ordeen, I think that that's a good rotation, a good three that's going to give you a shot. And I think in this American League, it can be pretty wide open.
Absolutely. Thanks for the call, Kevin. Let's go to Bob and Timonium. Bob, you're on The Fan. What's up, man?
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
Good.
Good.
Hey, I'm not really concerned about either team, per se. If I was concerned about one, it would be the Ravens. The Orioles have a lot of young talent. If they don't win the thing this year, if they don't get in the big show, I'm going to see a lot of really good baseball in years to come from the Orioles. I already know that. The problem the Ravens have is they were the best team in football last year, in my opinion, and they didn't make themselves any better. We've lost some players, lost some coaches, and you know how football is, that window starts to close. And you're 14-2 last year. I mean, to come back and try and do that 2 years in a row in that league, so many things can happen. They're going to have a little bit of a tough row, but just going to sit back, watch, enjoy it all, and I'm just real happy that we've got a football team in Baltimore.
Yeah.
I remember when we didn't, and I'm also happy to watch this baseball team. I'm enjoying every bit of it.
Bob, thanks for the call, man. Great stuff. And to Bob's point, too, like, I think the easy answer is you know the Orioles are going to be in the postseason.
Yep.
You don't know if the Ravens are going to get there yet. And, look, obviously how they play in the next couple weeks is going to dictate that because it's a daunting schedule through their first five games. The easier out seemed like the Raiders in those first five, and you lost that one. So I understand why there's some concern. Let's take Rashawn in Baltimore. Are we talking – we're not Cowboys. It's Orioles or Ravens. Who are you more concerned about?
That's what I was calling for.
In my ass. You're going to bring up the Cowboys any
What's
second.
What's up, Rashawn?
What's up, Ryan? Man, good to hear you on the morning show, man. But, hey, I'm more concerned with the Ravens because with the Orioles, really already accepted fate with them that, you know, I mean, they're going to make the playoffs, but they're really not going far this year. But like Bob was saying, you know, we got years to come with the Orioles with this young team, you know, watching them, you know, win and, you know, possibly win the World Series soon. But with the Ravens, coming off last year's loss in the AFC Championship game, man, a lot of people had high expectations for them to, you know, get back there. And it was like a Super Bowl or bust year. And then with the possibility of them going, you know, 0-3. Now, I don't know if have the Ravens ever went 0-3 in the Harbaugh era. And
I don't think so.
Yeah, I know. And if so, what the statistics say that, you know, it's like their chances are next to none to basically make the playoffs if they go 0-3. And I know they're, I guess they're still a half a point favorite next week against the Cowboys, right?
It's virtually a pick-up game, yeah.
Yeah, but looking at that game, and how do you defend, like, some of the weapons on the Cowboys? Like, do you double-team Micah Parsons right there coming off the edge and – how do you defend, you know, CeeDee Lamb? How you stop CeeDee Lamb? Do you think Marlon Humphreys is the answer? You know, which we will see is not, though.
So, Rashawn, a couple of things. Joe was just telling me they started 0-3 in 2015. That was their really bad year, right? Is that when they drafted Ronnie Stanley the next year? They would have been up higher in that draft. But, hey, I don't disagree with you. Like, they got to figure out what they're doing with Micah Parsons. On the other side, you got to figure out what you're doing with CeeDee Lamb. Both those guys, they're probably going to get theirs. But I did want to ask you before I let you go, Rashawn, do you know who's pitching for the Orioles tonight? It's Al.
I believe it's Reyes, right?
Yeah, sore ass. That's yeah. You got sore him. Sore ass.
Yeah. Right. Oh, he's going to get snow, right?
Well, snow. Yeah, yeah. So,
man,
did you just wake up too?
Yeah, I'm just waking up.
Did you call out of work or something, or is you like you? Just
I had to work. I worked overnight, so I was off today.
All right, man.
So I woke up and yeah, I had to catch the show that day. You know,
I appreciate it, man. I appreciate you missing the beginning of the show when we talked all about you. But hey, Rashawn, you have a wonderful day, man.
See you, Rashawn.
Let's get Ed and Towson here real quick. Ed, what's up, man?
Hey guys, how you doing?
Good.
I see the Orioles like I see like when I was coaching, and you know I started a sophomore against a really good team, nationally ranked, and the coach is like, you know, what do you think? I said, I hope he doesn't play like a sophomore. I hope he doesn't play like a 10th grader. The Orioles are they really just got to get their head out their ass, and they got to play like the team that played. I mean, I don't know how else to say it.
Yeah.
You know, they just got to wake up. I mean, and they'll be successful. The Ravens, it's a totally different animal. You have to get – the most important thing is to make sure Lamar is comfortable. He's not comfortable because he can't do things on schedule right now. And you got to fix something up front, whether you rotate Cleveland and Falele because he just had a terrible gaffe when he let that joker walk in the A-gap and bust Lamar in the mouth. Lamar remembers that. So you have to make him comfortable. How do you do that? Rollouts, bootlegs, things like that. The things that puts him in a position of power out there on the edge – where he can either run or pass, and he doesn't have to dance around. He's not getting his feet set, so you have to solve that. Now, first four games of a pro football season right now are like preseason. If I'm 2-2, I feel like I'm good because I've assessed my talent. I'm ready for the next three quarters of the year. So I'm not as worried because they got four games to get it figured out. But if they don't get that figured out in the hole, Lamar understands that, and that's your thing. You got to make him comfortable right now. Take care, guys.
Appreciate it, Ed. Good stuff. Let's grab one more caller here. Brian is in Baltimore. Brian, you're on the fan.
Hey, good morning, fellas. How y'all doing today?
Good.
Good. How are you doing?
I'm good. Just real quick, as far as who I'm more concerned with, I would say right now I would probably say the Orioles, because just the amount of injuries that they have accumulated throughout the season. And also I feel like they've been struggling a lot longer. I mean, football season just started, but they've been struggling since the All-Star, since before the All-Star break. So I just feel like with the young players and stuff, I just think that, I don't know, it might be a little tougher for them mentally to come out of this stuff, especially since they haven't experienced it before. But go. Can I ask a question about coaching in the NFL real quick?
Go ahead.
Why is it that it seems like everybody is so fast to always blame head coaches for everything? Like, I mean, of course, the coaches mm-hmm. have their hand in everything, but the players are the ones that's out there on the field. You know, if a lot of the plays are made, then some of the situations that they're in will result, you know, much better. Like even last night, that game between the Eagles and the Falcons, Sirianni made that call to throw the ball on third down versus running it. And yeah, it was a dumb decision, but if Saquon Barkley would have caught the pass, then the game would have been over either way. So I just
that's what I got into with the Ravens fourth down play that they ran, and Nelson Aguilar forgot he was supposed to block someone. Mm-hmm. It was beautifully designed, it just didn't work out, and that's why I bring it up all the time. Just because, you know, like it's I'm not results driven. If I saw it was the right play and we didn't execute it well, that's one thing. And I feel like if you do things right consistently, eventually it works out for you. Even you're gonna have some bad breaks. I mean, you can do things perfectly and have it blow up in your face. But the reason with the coaching stuff, first off, John Harbaugh's been here forever, if we're specifically talking about him. So people have known what some of his weaknesses are, what they would label weaknesses, clock management, challenge flags. You know, there's just a lot of stuff that goes into it. But I can't tell you how many people have sent me a message saying, hey, can you reach out to the Orioles and tell them to fire their hitting coach because they're not hitting? And I'm going, you know, these players know how to hit, right? There's certain things. I mean, you can speak to it with hitting coaches and what they're looking at, what they're working on with you.
Yeah, it's a great point in general is that the players have to go out and execute. But why head coaches or managers or we say certain star players like Lamar Jackson, or if they're saying with the Orioles, Adley Rutschman, it's because that's where people are going to put their attention. But if you're the head coach manager, you're the captain of the ship. And so there are moments that it gets questioned, like you mentioned, is your team getting put in the best position almost? I'm not saying it's going to happen every time, but is it there? But yeah, you can't factor in if players are going to make mental mistakes, because you could make the perfect decisions all the time, but if they don't execute at the end of the day, it's going to be a problem. But the managers, head coaches are always going to have to deal with that, because that product that's out in the field, that's still going to represent them. It's their job to be able to make sure that's in line.
Good stuff, man. All right, Tom, you're going to have to wait till the next segment. I'm going to get the Daily Line in. We'll come to you, take some other phone calls, 410-583-1057. Daily Line's coming up next. I'll tell you how I did yesterday, so I don't get to give my picks out on Monday morning quarterback, but it was a winning night, and we had the Falcons, so we'll talk about that. And lastly, WNBA today, baseball today, there's some interesting weather spots that I like to point out. We'll talk about it next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Next here on The Fan.
The Big Bad Daily Line. 105.7 The Fan.
Here's Cousins. Waving London to the far side. Takes a snap. Kirk looks. Sails it. Drake there. Caught! Touchdown Atlanta! Drake London! For the first time in 14 games, he stands in the end zone.
There you go. It was weird. I almost called an anytime touchdown. I did bring it up, but I didn't make it a wager. That's courtesy of Falcons Radio. Yesterday, after having what I deemed to be a tough Sunday, I was on the Titans for my lock of the week, which sucked. And if you got a chance to watch that game, Will Levis, I just want to punch you right in your suck hole, man. Right in your, just, it's your face, and it's your actions that make me want to do that. The Lions, we talked about, that was another play for me I really liked, and the anomalies that are some sports statistics you can look at where you can control the ball more than two-thirds of the game. You can run 40-some more plays than the other team, but you go 1-for-7 in the red zone and you lose. And I brought up the Giants, who were another one of my favorite plays. I did have the Raiders as a top play, but I didn't expect them to win outright. But the Giants, I mean, it's the third team in NFL history that scores 3 touchdowns and doesn't give up a touchdown and loses the game. Those to me, like, some of those are anomalies. I can complain more about some than others, but again, it just sounds like sour grapes. Then you come into last night, and I'm looking at the numbers going, I get it. I know the books won a ton this weekend, but as you're looking at it, the Falcons are live dogs. Thought they'd cover, didn't think they'd win, thought they'd keep it close. I'm a little bit more bullish on that Falcons defense than some, but they end up winning the game. Some goofy things happen there, and again, it's funny in sports, especially gambling, how it can come down to one or two plays that decide it.
Yep.
You know, there was 90% of the money line was bet on the Eagles, -275. They're raking in cash there. 80-some percent of the fans bet on the Eagles, -6 or 5.5, raking in money there. And then we had all those upsets this weekend. I also gave out, interesting enough, as Joe played that highlight, I gave out Drake London over 4.5 receptions. I liked him over his yardage mark, too, which was 60. I think he finished at 55. But that last catch put him over his receptions, I think, for the game. So that was a winner. And the other prop play I gave out was Bijan Robinson rushing and receiving over 100.5 yards. I mean, he crushed that. I don't know if he hit it in the first half or like early in the third quarter, but it was a no-brainer. So those worked out. Had the Mets under. That hit. The Cubs under. Blew up in my face. I got kind of excited because Shota gave up a leadoff triple.
Yeah.
And then he got out of it. And I'm like, oh, yeah, here we go. And then Joey Estes comes up, retires the first two batters. And it's like, you get a hit. You get a hit. You get a hit. And I'm going, what is going on here? But that's baseball. So where do we look today? I had a winning day yesterday, 3-2 on my top plays and hit on some of those prop plays as well. I like to point out this stuff with the weather. And I have a weather algorithm I use. I'm going to bucket on one of these plays, but it supports the Reds under greatly. Twins over. Mets under. Cubs under is another top spot. Rockies over. Anytime I see the Rockies over and the weather's good, I'm betting the over. It's just full disclosure. It's 11.5. It's a big total. They didn't score much last night. I'm going back to it if it's great hitting weather in Coors. And the Padres under. The one that I'm going to buck is the Reds under, even though like the weather greatly supports it going under. It's a 9.5 total. And with Atlanta and Cincy, we have Grant Holmes going for Atlanta. Yeah, I'm sure you know who he is. And Brandon Williamson, who I loved this guy when he was coming up and trying to figure things out. But I think he's tailor-made for this Braves offense. I love Matt Olson to go yard today against him. And again, with the weather not being conducive, it doesn't mean, when I say weather leans, I try to tell you the top spots because there's a little bit more aggression there where things happen. So like today in the Cubs game, there's a 24% chance for home runs to be less likely hit. Mm-hmm. So if that makes sense to you, like, okay, that does that mean there's a 76% chance? No. Historically in weather in these stadiums, that's typically what happens. And it goes over home runs, runs scored, and ERA. So obviously you're going to look at it, and if I see things working out, I try to tell people the best spots. It doesn't mean blindly go bet all the weather spots. I mean, you can do it, and you'd probably be better off at the end of the year if you just did that. But that being said, I'm going to buck the Reds under, and I think this one goes over. I just like the potential matchups there. As far as some other games that really stood out to me today, I mentioned Colorado, Arizona going over. Colorado's pitching Ryan Feltner, and God, is he bad. And again, it may be the Coors effect on him. Get him out of there and see what he can do. But boy, oh boy, oh boy. And your guy's pitching, Jordan Montgomery. They grade out as two of the three worst pitchers, according to the algorithm today on the slate. And a lot of that it's the Coors effect.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure if I go here, I'll just click on the hitters real quick. I bet you we see all Arizona and a bunch of Colorado players at the top as far as hitters go. And it's kind of routine with Coors because of how good it is there. Yep, here we go. Ohtani, Carroll, Witt Jr., Freddie Freeman, Ketel Marte, Christian Walker, Ellie De La Cruz, Mookie Betts, Matt Olson. Told you Matt Olson would be up. I didn't know he was up top, but Jock Peterson, and then you get into the Coors guys like Doyle and Tovar. Tovar hit a home run last night. So, yeah, I do think that's a really good spot. And I hate playing daily fantasy with Coors on the slate because it always makes you want to go there. I'm going to be going there tonight and having those guys in my lineup. Now, some other spots that I like. I like the Mariners against the Yankees today. Live home dog, Brian Wu versus Luis Gil. We've talked about it. Seattle's been playing better. They're only two games out. I love this spot for him. I think Brian Wu is one of those guys that doesn't overwhelm you or anything, but he's just so effing solid. He just goes out and gets it done every single time. So really like him with the Mariners. Mets and Nats going to go under again. Again, the weather supports it, and it's another pitching matchup you brought up. I think we were talking off the air about McGill. He grades out as the fourth best pitcher today against the Nats. I don't even know if it was the Tyler McGill that I was talking about, but he grades out well today. And on top of it, when you start looking at the Nats, Mitchell Parker's been, he's okay, but he's been better. I think he's the one that's been better on the road than at home. It's one of those weird statistics that he has as far as his splits. Yeah. Philly, Milwaukee, I like that to go under. So, yeah, you're starting to hear me get away from some of the overs and talking about the under. The weather's changing, and I think sometimes it's good to get ahead of it because you know it's going to be colder down the line. But Philly, Milwaukee, to me, it's more about the pitching matchup than anything. Zach Wheeler's just absolutely outstanding. I love watching that guy pitch. He's gone up against Milwaukee's offense, who's been great. Milwaukee's throwing out Frankie Montas, and I know he's been a bit of a roller coaster, but he's been pitching better as of late, so I like that game to go under. Two WNBA plays real quick. I like Connecticut plus the points at home against Minnesota, and I like Seattle plus the points at home against Vegas, so I'm taking a couple home dogs in the WNBA. My favorite play today, again, it's going to be, I'm going to look at that Braves and Reds over, the Colorado over, and I'm going to be going back to the well there with that Mets and Nats under as my favorite plays today. Let's grab a call here real quick. We got a couple of them. Tom's in Rising Sun. Tom, you're on the fan.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good.
Good morning.
Morning.
Ryan, quick question.
Mm-hmm.
Uncle Fred, how's he doing? I was good friends with him. We were in Havergate Slowly together. How's he doing? I lost track of him because I moved to Cecil.
Unfortunately, Uncle Fred passed in the last couple of years. Yeah, unfortunately. Hey, why are you apologizing? You're trying to keep up with someone that you know, and that's just how life goes, you know? He's resting in peace now. Man. But I appreciate you asking.
I know Austin, you know, Tommy, my son and her, we coached together. They were friends in middle school, and I lost track of them when I moved. And I still see him around every now and then. I'd show up to games, and great guy, really great guy. But
he really was.
No, he was. He would talk to me for hours on the phone about your grandfather and pitching and everything because we're both coaches, we're both managers, we both volunteered for Harvard Baseball League, and you know, worked there. We did everything they could.
Real quick.
The Ravens window was last year. So, the Orioles, I'm still with them. I'm still going down there. But the Ravens, they blew it last year. And that's what you need to worry more about.
Yeah, I think we're kind of in agreement, even though I don't know that either one of us are really concerned about either team. And sorry, Tom, we're just up against commercial break and getting in this last segment because we're going to get to our encore, what we learned. I'll explain some of that stuff to you. Joe's going to bring back a clip, probably us doing something stupid or making fun of us. Is it me?
Nice.
Great. So it's me today. All right. Stay tuned for the encore. We're going to make fun of me, and we'll try to get to Billy in East Baltimore here, right here on the fence. And then I even asked him, I said, would you go on a naked tandem bike ride? I don't know who gets to ride in the front and the back. Is there a better situation there?
I don't know if I want to give a preference and be judged by this, but I feel like I'd rather be in the front.
Oh, make sure you isolate that.
You know what? I'm going to stop speaking. It was great to see you, Jeremy. Whoa.
Thanks for coming out, Ryan. No, but like with these, with the tandem bike rides and people riding in the nude, it's kind of crazy. Two pals are causing a stir while competing in a 6-day tandem bike ride, both completely naked. I can't make this up. Neil Cox, 36, and his friend Jay Antic, 25, set off on a naked 260-mile journey from Gloucester to Land's End, Cornwall. They're both naturists, which means they're going to be naked. Jay Antic is a woman, so it's not two guys tandem bike riding, but it's still creepy, right? Like, Joe brought up all the chafing. Like, I know for myself, I'll get a bad set of bunker balls where I can't walk, and I look like Yosemite Sam walking down the street because of all the chafing. So you got to get, like, some butt butter and different things that you put on your body. Do you guys know about this? I think Mark Viviano.
Is that what it's called?
I think Mark Viviano is the one that taught me about butt butter for bike riders. It's all this. There's different names for it, but one of the brands is butt butter, and I guess you rub that on your ass and your thighs so you can hopefully avoid chafing.
I assume that's where you'd rub it. The more you know. And by the way, for the record here, I wouldn't go on this. I set a preference on it, but for the record, only if I do it with Jeremy will I not go. Ryan, there's a photo.
This could be us.
I was thinking going into this.
I got to be in the front because I'm sure there's going to be some smells in the back seat. So I can't do that. All right. There you go. That's the encore. By the way, I was just looking up to find it. I found something called boy butter, and I got really worried when I started initially looking at it. It's not what you think. It is like a lotion with shea butter and vitamin E in it and lubricant suitable for both men and women, by the way, if you're interested in purchasing some boy butter.
Good.
Yeah. Did you find any of the other stuff? There's like Boudreaux's butt paste. So I think a lot of people just call it butt butter.
Is that a fancier term or a fancier butter?
They have Brazilian bum cream.
Oh.
Life's butter, anti-cellulite. So there's all different types of butters you can put on your booty. Oh, there's even one called booty butter. So there you go.
I feel like this could be a new sponsor.
Yeah, I'm looking for it. Ass creams, reach out. All right, we got to get to what we learned. So this is the part where I do dad jokes at the end.
Yep.
Do you have something you learned today?
Hey, you know, it's one thing I had to confirm because Kevin Ostreicher, who does work with me and with Locked On Ravens, I didn't believe him when initially he's like, the Bengals are bad in the first 2 weeks, like bad.
Yeah.
And with all the 0-2, there's some optimism. Cincinnati under Zach Taylor is 1-11 in weeks 1 and 2.
Really?
1-11. They were 1-9 going into this. I'm looking it up again and I'm seeing it, but it's something I still don't believe. But if we're looking at teams that are 0-2 and having struggles, gives perspective. We know it's a deep hole to climb out of, but you can do it. I mean, the Bengals are a team. They're a formidable team. They did go to the Super Bowl a couple of years ago.
I think the one win would have been against the Ravens, too. Didn't they beat them in like week two a couple of years ago?
Joe Burrow's 1-10 as a starter in September.
Yeah.
Look at that. The more you know.
Man, that guy keeps getting a pass, Joe. I keep saying it.
He does. You have been beating that drum for a long time.
Look, I like him, and I think he's a good quarterback. I just don't understand. And James Jones was the most recent guy to speak out. He's like, how is nobody talking about this? Their teams haven't been good except for that one run to the Super Bowl, which they didn't win. It's just kind of strange to me. So, Ryan, you're going to be in tomorrow, right?
I will be in here with you tomorrow.
Double dip of Ripken.
Yep.
Sorry, I don't know. Does that work?
Does that work? Is that also part of the tandem bicycle?
Oh, man.
Oh, sugar. Speaking
of butter, since I got my dad jokes, why did bread break up with margarine? Because it found a butter lover. All right. I want to tell a joke about mud. Never mind. It's too dirty. Do you like these crappy dad jokes?
Because I think these are next level.
Yeah, they're really bad. You can be home as much as you want, but the author of the Iliad will always be Homer.
Oh.
Did you like that? That's very intelligent. No, he didn't like it. Sorry.
No.
Oh, man. I was out on a walk when I saw a sign that said man wanted for robbery, so I went in and applied for the job. I'm hoping some of these
Ryan's
are good.
Not impressed.
I'm taking it all in.
Just isolate that too. I'm reading a horror story in Braille. Something bad is going to happen. I can just feel it.
You ever think that when a blind person reads a scary book, do they just like,
I think Family Guy did something on that.
They did one that was like bump, bump, no bumps, two bumps in a square. Yeah, and the guy goes, ha, they all do look like.
Here we go. I haven't spoken to my wife in 4 years. I thought it would be rude to interrupt her. No.
You're killing it today.
These are just bad ones, man. Sometimes they all can't be home runs.
It's okay.
Every once in a while, you need to pop up to the pitcher.
It's show business, baby.
Yeah, I'm not Joey Votto here. I got to pop up to the pitcher. All right. What do you say when your three whale friends finally show up? Whale, whale, whale. Look who it is.
All right, that was better.
No, it wasn't. That was terrible. I just think I delivered it okay.
I kind of like that one. It was a good. It's all in the delivery, Jeremy, but I like that. That was terrible, but it was good at the same time.
What about this? I asked my girlfriend for keyring sex. She fobbed me off.
No. What is that?
I got thrown off from the beginning. Yeah. Right there. I
don't know. It's just it's what I have here. All right, I'll leave you with this one. What's a seal's favorite subject in school? Art.
That was good.
No, it wasn't. That
was commit, the commitment to the bit is the key right there.
Well, every once in a while, maybe I'll bring some dirty ones in tomorrow because I think the guys appreciate those a little bit more. Ryan, appreciate having you today, man. It was a lot of fun. Went by really fast. It's probably going to go by fast tomorrow. So we got Vinny and Haney coming up next. Enjoy your day, Ryan. You guys out there, enjoy yours as well. We'll be back tomorrow right here on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Nore Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners.
It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.